In this video, I am going to share with you the 7 steps of product manufacturing in India. You can learn and follow these steps to get your product manufactured in India before spending any budget on it. So how to manufacture product in India in 7 easy steps. Actually, India is one of the world's leading manufacturing countries. India's proximity and trade relationship with China is one reason this industry is thriving and is contributes majorly to the country's economy. In this video, I will show how products are manufactured in India, sourcing, vendors, pricing, and several other relevant information you may need before sourcing product from India. Watch this video until the end to understand the full process. If you skip the video, then you could miss the important steps. Let's begin. India is the home to one of the fastest growing economies in the world. So how are you going to find the right manufacturer in India? The growth stems from our robust industrial and manufacturing sectors that has been seen as one of the biggest wholesale suppliers in India of various products and raw materials. Multinationals in diversified fields source products from India given the country's robust manufacturing sector. While world leading companies have the financial muscle and connections to find the right suppliers, the same cannot be said about small businesses and owners. For those new to the country's supply chain operations, it is important to keep a note of a few basic risks as well as challenges in finding the best suppliers before sourcing products. Finding the right wholesale supplier or manufacturer in India, unlike in mature and developed economies, is not easy. Many Indian suppliers don't maintain updated catalog of their products. In addition, very few suppliers have websites where they display their products. Okay, following are the 7 steps to manufacture your products in India. These steps might look daunting at the first sight, but will become easier when you start practicing them. Okay, so let's begin. So the number one step in the product manufacturing in India is a different methods of sourcing. Second one is calculate product's final cost, which is really very important to understand the final cost of your product when you are manufacturing that in any country, including India. Third one is the set product's selling price. So like which price are you going to sell your product to is also important. So I will guide you through the how to calculate that selling price of your product. Number four is test your product. So before go to the market, you have to test your product and get the reply from the market so that you can understand whether your product are going to sell in the market or not. Number five is understanding high minimum order quantity. So if it is a very high minimum order quantity, then it's going to be very difficult or it's going to be a little bit difficult for you to get that product. So how to cope up with that high minimum order quantity, I'm going to describe in this section. Number six is ensure product import processes. So you have to understand all the importing processes when you are importing this it from India. The last one is the risk prevention strategy. So I'm going to show you the risk which is involved in importing and manufacturing these products in India. So let's start. The first one is the different methods of sourcing. So the first step to start up a product manufacturing in India is to understand the various methods of sourcing your final product, which is true. So let's look at the popular sourcing methods. First one is the sourcing agent. Yes, definitely you can use the sourcing agents to get your product manufactured in India. You can use the social media to get your products manufactured in India. You can use the trade shows. You can go to the trade shows and meet your manufacturer or suppliers over there. Or you can use the online marketplaces to get the suppliers or manufacturer. Actually, I have discussed these sourcing methods in details in another video. You can watch that video from the I button displaying upper right corner of this video after watching this video. Let's move on to the sourcing agent, which is the first method or first step in the process. Sourcing agents help to manufacture products in India at every step of the manufacturing process, and they are not only experienced in the export business but also offer some assurance in the business relationship as well. So you can use the sourcing agents to source product or to manufacture your product in India. One of the easiest way of finding the best supplier in India involves dealing with a reputable and experienced sourcing agent. Dealing with an agent is especially important when planning to order in large quantities. An agent would be able to find and vet the best suppliers depending on the product one wishes to buy. The agent would also come in handy when negotiating prices of potential buys as well as placing orders and conducting quality controls. So they can check the your quality of your product when it's done and before importing it to your country. So that is really handy when you are using the sourcing agents. And agents also help in the logistic process by ensuring goods get delivered on time to your country. Let's move on to the second one, which is social media. Even the social media platform like Instagram and Facebook should not be your first place to call when sourcing from India. However, may be fortunate to find some of these suppliers who manufacture product in India mainly through Facebook ads. So you can use the Facebook ads to get information from these suppliers and you can go from there. Third one is the trade show. So how buyer can use a trade shows to manufacture their products in India. Commerce trade shows like the Indian International Trade Fair and Indian Handicrafts and Gifts Fair remain one of the best places to find legitimate suppliers because these events are physical and verifying potential and reliable suppliers are more accessible. It is also a chance to negotiate and form a stable relationship before entering into this business. So you can visit these trade fairs to meet the suppliers or your potential buyer, to meet the potential suppliers or manufacturers in these trade shows directly, and you can talk to them. You can visit their stall and you can check the products directly from there. There are other trade shows in India like Indian Medical Expo, which is held in Bengaluru, India Food Expo, or India Art Festivals. Other trade shows fairs in India, I have discussed these trade shows in detail in another video. You can watch that video from the I button displaying on the upper right corner of this video after watching this video if you want to get a detail how to get from the trade shows. Let's move on. The next one is the online marketplaces. So before showing these marketplaces, I am going to put some disclaimer. So I'm not an affiliate for any online marketplaces in the list. The list is purely based upon my research. Let's move on. So there are five best marketplaces, online marketplaces actually. So IndiaMart.com, TradeIndia.com, WholesaleBox.co, ExportersIndia.com, eIndiaWholesale.com. You can find more about these marketplaces in another video, which you can see on the I button of this video. The second step is to calculate product's final cost. So how are we going to calculate? So how are we going to calculate the product's final cost? Let's move on to understand. So how to calculate product's final cost? So there are buyers who decided to manufacture their products in India often struggle with what product pricing works best for their business model. Following are some commonly used pricing strategies I recommended. So it is cost-based pricing, dynamic pricing, and market-oriented pricing. Let's go through one by one to understand how to calculate your product's final cost using these strategies. So the first one is cost-based pricing. What is a cost-based pricing and how to calculate it? Let's understand in this slide. What is cost-based pricing? Cost-based pricing is a pricing method that is based on the cost of production, manufacturing, and distribution of a product. Essentially, the price of a product is determined by adding a percentage of the manufacturing cost to the selling price to make profit. Cost-based pricing is one of a handful of pricing strategies. Companies implement a cost-based pricing strategy to make a certain percentage more than the total cost of production and manufacturing. It's a popular pricing choice among manufacturing organizations. There are two types of cost-based pricing: cost plus pricing and break-even pricing. So let's understand what are these two cost-based pricing strategies are. The first one is cost plus pricing. So the first cost-based pricing strategy is cost plus pricing. Cost plus pricing is a pricing method where you add a markup to the cost of your products and services over the production and manufacturing costs. So this is simple pricing method where a fixed percentage is added on top of the production cost for one unit of product, that is unit cost. This pricing strategy simply ignores consumer demand and competitor prices. To calculate the cost plus price, you will need to add the material, labor, and overhead cost, and then multiply it by 1 plus the markup amount, which is going to be your product's final cost. Let's move on to the next one, which is break-even pricing. So the second cost-based pricing strategy is break-even pricing. The price of a product is determined by the price of its manufacturing, production, and delivery without a markup. Ultimately, this strategy is used to determine how many units a company needs to sell to cover the cost of production, instead of marking up each individual unit for the purpose of generating revenue. To calculate break-even pricing, all you need to do is divide the fixed cost by the production unit volume plus variable cost. Let's understand with the help of an example in the next slide. So, for example, ABC Limited Company is into manufacturing of light bulbs. The fixed cost of manufacturing bulbs turn out to be $50,000 and the variable cost per unit is $10. The company sets an annual target of selling close to 10,000 bulbs. The break-even pricing can be calculated by using fixed cost as well as target for annual sales. So the break-even point is going to be 50,000 divided by 10,000 plus 10 equals US$15. So the break-even price for one bulb is US$15, which means that the company can choose to price the product above this price to earn profits. If it chooses to price its product below US$15, it would not be earning any profits. So this is how we calculate the product's final cost. And now it's going to be the dynamic pricing. How are we going to put a dynamic pricing for our product, which is manufactured in India? Let's see in the next slide. Before moving to the dynamic pricing, we have to understand the static pricing. So what is the static pricing? Static pricing is the traditional model in which operators sell products for the same price or single price point, no matter when the product is manufactured or when it will be used. These pricing decisions are often based on historical data or a gut feel and lead to business missing out on valuable revenue. With the static pricing, sellers are often underpriced on their best days and overpriced on their slowest days. The choice of static price is certainly a very risky strategy to be pursued if you are running an e-commerce business. Choosing not to change the price according to your market trends and therefore competition may occur an indefinite amount of lost sales opportunities. The static price is recommended when you are the manufacturer, which is able to establish a price valid for all kinds of customers. Let's see how the dynamic pricing works instead of fixed ones. At its core, the idea behind the dynamic pricing model is to sell the same product at different prices to different group of people. For this method, an item's sale price is based on a demand for it, where the need for the product is particularly high during a specific period. Suppliers who manufacture products in India often take advantage and create a surge in the price of the products for profit maximization. In essence, dynamic pricing is the concept of selling the same product at different prices based on the changing dynamics of the current market demand. This is why it is also called real-time pricing, surge pricing, or time-based pricing. The decision-making process behind the dynamic pricing model is quite impressive. Under the hood, the machine learning robots are working for you to develop new algorithm models based on the market demand and your competitors' actions. The data-driven process allows companies to adjust the prices of their goods continuously within seconds. Examples are Valentine's season and Christmases, two of the most celebrated period in a year. As you might imagine, it is a good time for suppliers to manufacture products in India to create seasonal themed items and sell them at a price above the regular. Let's move on to the next slide. So there are five types of dynamic pricing: segmented pricing, time-based pricing, changing market condition pricing, peak pricing, and penetration pricing. Let's see how they work and what they are. In essence, dynamic pricing is the concept of selling the same product at different prices based on the changing dynamics of the current market demand. This is true. This is why it is also called the real-time pricing or the surge pricing or the time-based pricing. So what is the segmented pricing? Segmented pricing offers different prices, two or more, for the same or identical products. Time-based pricing of a product changes according to the different time of the day, and changing market condition pricing according to the market conditions, such as recently in the pandemic era, we witnessed how simple products such as toilet paper, sanitizers, and mouth masks were sold for large profit. Peak pricing strategy benefits from high demand at certain times of the year. The last one, penetration pricing model, is often used when a new business enters the market or an existing business wants to dominate the market. Let's move on to the next step. So in this pricing strategy, prices are set after the market research has been conducted to understand both the competition and the purchasing power of the potential customers, also known as the competition-based strategy. Market-oriented pricing compares similar products being offered on the market, then the seller sets the price higher or lower than the competitors depending upon how well their product matches up. There are three forms of market-based pricing strategy. First one is pricing below the market, second one is pricing at the market, and the third one is pricing above the market. So let's see one by one. Pricing below the market strategy: set your product price below the market price as a means of drawing customers away from the competition. Pricing the market strategy is the maximizing profit by setting pricing at the same rate as the competition. The third one is pricing above market if you are confident enough about your product's quality as opposed to your competition. The pricing above strategy is a good one. Some people buy into exclusivity and equate the high value of a good to it being of high quality. Many companies that launch a product into a specific market will price their products around prices of other products currently released. Although this kind of pricing may work for some companies, it isn't optimized and could be improved. Let's move on to the step 3, which is set product selling price. Knowing when and how to employ different pricing strategies is tricky, but here are a few tips to put on the right path. Determine selling prices. So know your market and customer, know your competition, and know your revenue target and cost will help you to determine the selling prices. So let's see one by one. Know your market and customers. They are the reason your brand exists and cannot be overemphasized. Do not be afraid to adjust to the changing tides of demand where necessary. Also, always keep an eye out for what your competition is up to. Know your competition is always keep an eye out for the what the competition is doing. You don't want to be the left behind the obsolete products that would affect your customer base and ultimately how much price you can put on those goods when your competition is out with something fresh and attractive. Know your revenue target and cost. To realize a profit, you must first know how much is spent in production. Do not price goods lower than what is cost to products produce them. Learn where your market is headed, because other factors may affect the demand for your products like seasons and government policies. Ensure to always keep an eye out for these things that could affect the pricing of your goods. Let's move on to the step 4, which is test your product. So testing products before an introduction into the market is a determining factor for how far that product would go. First impression will always matter, and here are a few ways to design and test prototype products faster. Let's see how it looks like. So low cost methods to test your products. There are 3 low cost methods. First one is comparison testing. Second one is concept testing, and third one is usability testing. How the comparison testing works. In this process, suppliers who manufacture products in India can either A, make 2 different designs or colors of the same product and survey a different set of people to pick a preference. B, make digital prototypes first to be used for the survey. This is cost effective because fewer resources are used to conduct the study. Concept testing is before the actual product. The designs of the products can be examined and tested to a selected audience to see if there is a potential market for it and how much they would be willing to pay. Third one is usability testing, can be used to determine the durability of the intended products. This test requires potential customers to use the product while the manufacturer observes and notes corrections to be made. Let's move on to the next step, which is understanding high minimum order quantity. Minimum order means the minimum quantity that a supplier who manufactures products in India must place before shipping, because most buyers are frustrated by the high minimum order quantities, MOQs, requirements. Let us discuss a few strategies on how to bypass this problem. There are 4 strategies which could be helpful to understand high minimum order quantity. First one is negotiation. Second one is patronizing. Third one is multiple suppliers. And 4th one is ready products. So let's go one by one. First one is negotiate. So negotiate. Many suppliers who manufacture products in India may be willing to cut corners regardless of their policy. You can pay in installments or pay at a slightly higher price if the MOQ is reduced or shows signs that you are interested in becoming a long-term customer. Second one is patronizing. So try patronizing a smaller supplier who manufacture product in India, because they may be willing to cut corners to build a solid customer base. Third one is have multiple suppliers. By doing so, you may be successful in playing the first time customer card. Only a few suppliers who manufacture products in India would be willing to lose potential long-term customers over the strict MOQ policy. The 4th one is go for products readily available for shipping and not the ones that require to be manufactured from scratch. These tend to require more production capital, and as such, the MOQ requirement may be too full. Let's move on to the next step, which is ensure product import process. I believe you would find the following tips helpful in your product importing process. So let's see one by one. There are 6 steps. The first 3 are restricted or prohibited category. The second one is product classification. Third one is transportation means. Let's see these 6 tips to ensure your product importing process. First one, ensure the goods to be imported are not restricted or prohibited in the country you wish to import them into. So they should not be in the prohibited category. You have to make sure that your product is not in that category. Second one is ensure the goods are separated and classified adequately for identifying purposes. So they should be classified in a category where they can identify it easily. The third one is determine the transportation means of the cargo. You can decide to send through air freight or sea freight or courier, whatever you like. By air would cost a bit more than the other means. So you have to decide how you are going to send your products to the warehouse in the country where you import from. Let's see the 6 steps in the next slide. The fourth one is shipping and customs charges. The fifth one is track cargo, and the sixth one is customs clearance. Okay, so obtain shipping and custom charges required to be paid. Yeah, definitely it should be paid. Without paying it, you cannot import that products in your country. Track the cargo from departure to arrival. You have to track all the cargo by yourself or by the help of the shipper. And upon arrival, ensure to clear goods with the country's custom officials, receive shipments and inspect goods right away. Let's move on to the next step, which is risk prevention strategies. So how you are going to prevent the risk which is involved in manufacturing and importing the goods into your country. So there are 5 strategies. So first one is know your supply chain. The second one is to identify possible risk. Third one is have a contingency plan. The fourth one is conduct training for staff. And the fifth one is leverage on technology for data analysis. So let's go one by one. Know your supply chain before having a long-term relationship with a supplier who manufactures products in India. Ensure a proper study on the integrity of the supplier is done. Failure to do so comes with consequences. The second one is identify possible risks. The first step to handling risk is getting ahead of it. Takes a step in ensure a proper study of all the potential dangers that can spoil the business. The third one is have a contingency plan. Where there are hiccups, there should always be a contingency plan to ensure the business is not frustrated into a halt. So this is really an important step which will prevent the risks. The fourth one is conduct training for staff. Mandatory inductions should be organized for all new employees to ensure everyone is up to their speed about the practices and procedures to mitigate risk. The fifth one is leverage on technology for data analysis. The world is going digital, that is for sure, and technology has proved helpful in giving accurate data and projections on the possible risk that can hinder a business. It is advisable to take advantage of that. So these were the 7 steps of product manufacturing in India, each of these steps. So I will read the steps again. First one is different methods of sourcing. Second one is calculate product's final cost. Third one is set product selling price. Fourth one is test your product. Fifth one is understanding high minimum order quantity. Sixth one is ensure product import process. And 7th one is risk prevention strategies. If you take care of these 7 steps of product manufacturing in India, you are going to get a very good product, or you are going to be in the safe hands in India. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment and share this video. If you like this video, then you will like our other videos on sourcing from India as well. Please watch how to find wholesale suppliers and manufacturing in India in the video shown on your screen. Thank you for watching.